This is Radio Labour.
Mark, I'm here with the international delegation of labour journalists from PSI unions around the world.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. That is Teresa Marshall, the communications coordinator at Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation for public employees at the world level. Ms. Marshall was reporting for Radio Labour from the square in front of the headquarters of the national broadcaster in Greece. Just hours earlier, riot police had evicted journalists and media technicians who had occupied the building. They were protesting the closure of the broadcaster, ERTE, and the firing of 2,600 workers. The workers are members of a union affiliated to UNI, the Global Union for Skills and Services. Ms. Marshall was the principal organizer of a workshop for international labor journalists aimed at telling the world about the plight of workers in Greece. I talked to two of the participants attending the workshop in Athens. Courtney Rose Dantas is the digital campaign manager at the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU, in the United States, and Richard Simcox is the press officer for the Public and Commercial Services Union, PCS, in the UK. I asked Ms. Dantas first about the workshop.
Labor journalists and communicators from around the globe, US, Ghana, the UK, Lithuania, Cyprus, are all gathered here in Athens this week to come and learn about the economic crisis in Greece and how these austerity measures are impacting the workers of Greece as well as workers all across the globe. PSI recognizes that this impact is not, this crisis is not just one that impacts the people of Greece, but it impacts workers everywhere. So we're here to lift up the voices and stories of workers here and families and communities and take those back to our home countries and share their stories and continue to stand with the people of Greece and hopefully work with them to end this terrible period.
What can unions and their members do to help the workers in Greece?
I think first it's important to understand what is exactly happening here. Like I said, this is a completely eye-opening experience, and so much of what is happening here, I can already see it beginning to fester itself in the United States and in other places around the world. So I think we first have to understand what it is that's being done to these workers and to their families. We have to stand in solidarity with them. We have to share what's happening to them with our friends and our family and our colleagues and take the lead from them. I think that the strength of the people of Greece is absolutely amazing. For 3 years to face such terrible injustices, and yet they stand strong and firm, and they won't stand down. So I think it's really remarkable, and we have to do what we can to share that with the world.
Do you see any parallels between what is happening in Greece and what is happening in your country, the United States?
Absolutely. I think it's terrible what's happening here. Workers' pensions are being slashed. Their positions are being eliminated, and we see a lot of that happening in the States. In March, the sequester cuts took effect, $85 billion in across-the-board cuts impacting public services like education, secondary education, special education, housing support. So we've seen these type of things happening in the U.S., and it's hurting communities. It hasn't manifested itself in the same way that it has in Greece, but I think we have to take the lesson from Greece and head this off before it becomes even more disastrous than it is already.
Mark, hi, Richard. I'm the press officer for the Public and Commercial Services Union in the UK, which is the union for civil servants and government ministries.
Hi, Richard. Tell us, why do you think it's important for PCS to have had a participant in the workshop?
It's incredibly important for PCS to be involved in this because Greece is at the cutting edge of the crippling austerity measures that we're facing also in the UK and across Europe. So it's very, very important for me to be here, and it's incredibly useful for me to be able to witness the events here in Greece firsthand and then take those back to the UK so I can tell the stories from Greece to UK workers and UK trade unionists.
I asked Courtney Rose this question, but let me put it to you also. What can unions and their members do to help the workers in Greece?
We share in their experiences. We send solidarity. We can put pressure on our governments, we can put pressure on European governments and also apply outside pressure to the Greek government. So it's very, very important for trade unionists across the world to be supporting the workers of Greece.
Tell us about the workshop. What did you and the other participants do?
We've visited workplaces and trade union offices to meet with workers and trade unionists over here. So, for example, on Monday, we visited the ERT public broadcast station, which has been occupied by journalists and technicians for 5 months after being shut down in June. And in fact, we've just come just now from a rally outside the broadcast centre in the north of Athens, because riot police raided the centre in the early hours of this morning. And so that occupation has now ended. And we were, in fact, the last international journalists to be inside that broadcast station interviewing the workers there before the police raid this morning. So that's one example. We've visited social health clinics. We've visited hospitals, we've visited workers from the finance ministry. We participated in the general strike on Wednesday. So it's been a very broad range of experiences that we've had, and we've made some incredibly useful contacts here, and we've picked up a huge amount of knowledge, and we've also been able to pick up a lot of stories from here that we're reporting now online, and we'll be reporting when we return back to our countries.